Baker Egg the Metablogger.
I like that.
Wrong button.
How many people? How to do where you from?
What?
Sticking out her tongue, girl.
You don't want to hear it. Turn your volume down. Okay. Hopefully there's sound.
Can you hear us?
You're listening to the No Big Deal Podcast.
Hell yeah. Awesome. Welcome to another episode of the No Big Deal Show. I am Ken.
I'm at AKA Shook Knight.
Justin at the Wireless Freak.
David at Bear the Terror.
Awesome. Well, to all of our listeners out there, we are actually a little short-handed this week. We are without Vaughn, the Gom.
Brandon.
At the Cougar Bait.
Yep, Cougar Bait.
George as usual.
Yeah, I think he was gone after episode one, but...
Yeah, rest in peace.
It's not like he died
from the show.
He got married.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good point.
Damn straight.
I got to fill in Gom's spot right.
That's very true. Well, this week we are streaming right now on Periscope.
Periscope.
Shout out to Periscope.
Yeah, we're the only stream right now that's not doing drugs, jacking off, dancing, complaining, being bored.
That's true. Or being like idiots, driving to work, letting the car drive us, and just bopping our head.
Whoa! Low blow already. Jeez.
Dang.
Yeah.
Who would do that?
I think that's pretty cool, though. I mean, Periscope, I think hopefully we'll be able to reach out to a lot more wide variety of, you know, followers.
Yeah. I hope the quality's good.
Yeah. It's the only thing keeping Twitter out of the dumps.
Oh, Twitter's pretty good. Come on.
It is, but they're talking about subscription-based users.
What does that mean?
You're going to have to pay to have an account on Twitter.
What? Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Because, talking about
because
that.
They can't create any revenue. They try to sell. Didn't work. So they're talking about like a $5, $10 subscription fee to have a Twitter account.
Just to have one? You don't get any, it's not like you get perks or something?
No.
Yearly?
I don't know. They're kicking around all these ideas.
So no free users?
No. That's what they've been talking about.
They're going to die.
I don't know. That would solve the troll problem. They have a huge troll problem.
That's true. Yeah, very true. But I don't know.
Yeah, they would die for sure, dude.
Yeah, I think they would die.
I don't think people would pay for it.
Their big thing is like high schoolers have Twitter accounts. So
well, not just that. Periscope is used, well, I guess it's a portion of Twitter, but Periscope's used all over the place. People want to watch free movies. People want to watch free games.
That's more true. Importantly, riots.
I guess.
Know.
Chick eating Cheetos in her car during lunch.
Oh, that was a good one.
Orville Dam situation.
That's true.
Okay, that was good, right? That was something recent that was super important.
Yeah, and you know how many MBD show shoutouts there were?
Oh, God.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
People are going crazy.
I think we got booted once or twice.
Well, you guys are the trolls of all trolls.
You got to throw a plug in, dude.
You plugged the hell out of that, I'm telling you right now.
Should have plugged that damn Orville. But talking about plugs, I mean, on Periscope, people that are smoking out there, shout out to the Medicine Man.
Dabbing. Yeah.
Dab.
Medicine Man, if you're listening, we're giving you a shout out. Thanks for being an honorable listener.
Hey, throw his website out there for him.
Yeah, for Dab Lab, I know you got a business out there, a little plug for you.
That's not even a website.
Well, the dablab.com, I think.
There you go.
That sounds
some
about
sweet
right.
Sweet custom-made blown glass on there.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
If we could get an NBD blown glass, that'd be pretty sweet. Just throwing it out there.
If you guys want to sponsor us, you know.
Yeah. And we want the carb to be nice.
For a table of people that don't smoke, but, you know, not frown on people that do.
Yeah.
That's true. See?
But nothing wrong with a little dab lab, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Can anybody even hear you? I mean...
Everybody can hear me fine.
Oh, yeah. He's coming in strong now.
Oh, that's good.
I know last episode it was real bad, but this has been a... Technical difficulty. Bad port.
Yeah, your vocal cords.
Layer one.
Physical difficulty. We had a layer one issue.
Yeah.
Well, shit. We can, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, let's go into the title.
Our main
did we say the title
topic.
Of this
I did not say the title of it.
This is episode 81.
Shook care. I like it.
Look at that. We timed it.
Yeah, it's in the same lines as Trump care, Obamacare. Affordable Care Act.
It's not Trump Care. What is it? America's Health Care or something, right?
No, the Affordable Care Act is Obamacare.
Yeah, but what's Trump? They didn't want it to be called Trump Care.
Yeah, but that's what they were talking about on Yahoo. I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway, Shook Care's probably.
Small hands care.
Oh, wait. That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We've got a message in there. A viewer.
Yeah, we did. Daniel.
And they're gone.
Dan the man.
And they're gone. Is it Medicine Man?
I know. It could have been.
Damn, Daniel.
And he's gone.
Damn, Daniel.
You know, hey, this is what Twitter's used for, or Periscope. This is exactly the shit we're talking about.
I like it.
Someone stopped
people
by.
People just scroll down, see what's live. Like, the riots are cool. They're informative. People want to see what's going on in the world. But there's literally just people out there that just scroll up and down all day long on their free time and see what's going on in their neck of the woods.
I'm
going
to say majority are males looking for a hot chick.
Oh, that's a good point, probably.
That's the internet. That's why it was invented, actually.
Hot local singles
Speaking
in your area.
Speaking of the internet, there's been some major shakeups with the internet.
Oh, wait. I thought we were going to talk about... Okay, yeah, internet. Let's talk about it.
We're going all over.
Yeah, we're going into the internet. Might as well.
Yeah.
Because Twitter's actually huge in the topic of net neutrality.
Okay.
Right? Everybody can have a Twitter account. They haven't been really... They haven't locked themselves down. You could be a terrorist group and have a Twitter account. You can be homeless in paradise.
Shout out to Homeless in Paradise, our number one listener out there.
Yes. Number one.
Have just a Twitter account.
Yeah, she just got the NBD show care package.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number one listeners. Something to strive for. Care packages from the NBD show. Stickers.
Magnets.
Other swag to be determined. But hey, care package nonetheless.
That's right.
So let's talk about this new, I don't know if it was a law or the repeal of a law that was in place.
Yes.
Someone talk about it intelligently. I can't.
I'm not the most intelligent person here. Well, on this topic. Jeez, that's, okay, that's 100%
true. We got two things to talk about when it comes to the internet. First one was everyone in America should have listened and keep up to date. Selling your internet history to big corporation.
Boom. Hell yeah. Listen up.
Yeah, listen. Because your shit is now floating around for money.
So you know the argument they made for that was that they wanted it to be a level playing field. So basically they said, oh, Homeless in Paradise just liked the Periscope.
Yes.
What's up?
She's not. Oh, what?
She might be watching live. Does she have Periscope?
No, she doesn't, but she must have got the tweet.
All right. Shout out. But so they wanted to make it a level playing field. Basically, they said because Google and Yahoo and services like Twitter, they can sell marketing targeted to people based on the demographics. Facebook is a good example that the ISPs should be able to as well. So there's a major flaw in that logic. Number one, Google, Facebook, Yahoo, they're offering a free service subsidized by the marketing to the people. You're the product when you create a Gmail account or a Yahoo mail account or a Facebook account. So that's just assumed, right?
Yes.
ISPs, you're paying out the butt already to that company
for shitty service
to get internet access.
Fact.
And then they want to double dip and sell your anonymous browsing data, which there's not a good example of what that is, to marketing companies. So they're double dipping.
Being in private mode doesn't do anything for
you. What you're telling me, incognito mode doesn't do anything for that?
That just keeps your parents from looking at what you're surfing.
That was the door closed and Shook Knight got out of here. I think he had to go clear his history.
It's too late.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
so I've had a lot of people hit me up on Twitter and my friends and family going, hey, how do I create a VPN? Because that's really the only way you could do this.
What is a VPN?
Virtual Private Network.
Oh, Shook.
Yeah, dropping the mic. I like it.
So at the end of the day, what a VPN is going to get you, it's going to get you encrypted traffic that your ISP, be it Comcast, AT&T, Wave, whoever it is, Time Warner.
Yep.
It's going to encrypt that, let's call it the first mile of your traffic through the ISP to a VPN, either server that you manage, a VPN service you subscribe to, whatever that endpoint is. But basically, you're going past their sensors, their mm-hmm. sniffers, their ability to...
their mirrors.
Exactly. To grab that traffic. So that's basically why a lot of people are like, hey, I need to subscribe to a VPN service and stuff like that.
Well, the MBD show will be posting Wireless Freak's sweet 15 steps, right?
15 steps to obfuscating your traffic to the ISP. No. Yeah, I'll put something together. But if you want the real deal, the EFF, the Electric Frontier Foundation, I support them. They're totally awesome. They're looking out for our digital rights. They have a website called the Surveillance Self-Defense. I believe it's ssd.eff.org.
Okay.
Awesome. And basically it was created for reporters or individuals that were in repressive regimes where, like, let's say the Arab Spring, mm-hmm. Egypt, or, you know, Russia, China, to be able to send data encrypted safely, make connections securely. It basically goes through all the steps that you need to do in a very repressive, like your life depends on it situation.
Jesus.
It's crazy. But, I mean, you can just apply that to your daily traffic as well. And now if you really are concerned about the ISP sniffing your stuff, you can use that and they hook it up.
Well, I think that's a crazy part about this topic, right? First, it was security, home defense, terrorism. They've just gone the complete opposite way and gone straight into commercial,
yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Big business.
Money talks.
This is nothing to do with security at this point. This last set of bills that moved through the Senate and the House is strictly, solely based on money.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with safety.
No safety involved in that.
It's interesting. That's just one part of it. Now we'll see what happens. I mean, Trump's still got to sign it, but it's just a matter of time. I at least haven't read that he signed it. I'm sure he did. Or at least it's coming.
Well, he's not known to sign stuff, right? You're just saying that he just gets up and leaves without signing stuff.
Two executive orders. He gets so busy talking to his friends, VP. He doesn't even sign the executive orders. They have to run him down.
Maybe he was tweeting.
Maybe. Or, I mean, his small hands just weren't working. And
couldn't hold the pen right.
This is a perfect time for the do your impression.
Small hands. I wanted to say sign those executive orders, but they just weren't worded right.
It's scary good. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So that's one thing.
What's the other?
Selling your data for business. Two is the net neutrality portion. That still is in place from Obama, which is one of his last things before he left, was getting that signed and getting that done for net neutrality. But that's just the next step, right? They've done the big business, selling your data to companies. Now they want to go to that, you know, finish it up. Might as well. They're already there. That's their thinking.
Now they're going to start charging companies for bandwidth, right?
Yeah. Which would be insane, right? Because how many people are going to solely based internet things, right?
Yep.
This podcast?
Yeah. Everything is based. I mean, our iPhones no longer have simple jacks. Everything's going to some kind of internet, Bluetooth, some kind of technology. Nothing's connected anymore.
Well, you know the big thing with net neutrality? T-Mobile was getting hammered on it because they were doing that fast laning.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, you can stream as much Pandora as you want for free. Well, that's great, but what about if I'm an Apple iTunes subscriber and I got to pay data and this Pandora person doesn't? Kind of defeats the level playing field of the internet.
AT&T's getting hit hard right now because they bought DirecTV.
Yeah.
And if you have an AT&T plan, you can stream any DirecTV channels for free. Right? You get all your data monthly, but if it's directly through your DirecTV account, it's free. So FCC's hitting them because they're like, just because you're a telecom company and you bought a TV company doesn't give you the right to sell your services as a telecom from that cable company and say, hey, this is free data. You're right. You just create this monopoly. So we'll see what happens. That's not finalized yet either, but I'm sure they'll just pay their fine and they'll go their merry way. It's a typical AT&T situation.
Yep.
What's your take on it, Shook?
I think that the hacktivist groups are going to go crazy if this passes through, dude. There's going to be some major hacking towards government going on, some pranks and stuff, I think.
You know, I haven't been.
What, sex tapes are going to be released?
Yeah, some shenanigans is going to be going on if this passes.
You know, that's one thing that you haven't heard in the media is that Anonymous has been kind of quiet.
Yeah.
At least in the media, right? Yeah. I haven't. I don't follow them necessarily on.
What was the last huge thing was when the presidency was going on, right? They said they were going to step in, but since then, nothing. I mean, not that it's been that long. It seems like Trump's been president for
a while.
But, I mean,
stuff could be going on, right? But the media is like, Trump's like, don't advertise, you know, don't put that on the media.
They're fake news.
Building up, dude. I'm telling you, they're building up.
I'm only going to allow Fox now in the
White House. They very well could be. I mean, the travel ban, I thought Anonymous would have come out fucking guns a-blazing on that. But
you think they're just stockpiling just a whole mount?
Probably something crazy going on.
We'll just see what happens.
Who knows?
Crazy times.
It is crazy times. Russians, Chinese.
Yes.
Speaking of the Chinese.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Crazy new boy band they got.
But what's...
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Not consisting of boys. It is a boy band of women.
Of shooks.
Of shooks.
Why am I always thrown into this?
Because it's a band of shooks. If you Google them... What's their name again, Ken?
A Crush. Capital A.
Are they beautiful men?
I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. I don't know how to answer that right.
How would you describe
I've never seen them. I think they're women, aren't they? But they're women that look like
women.
Men.
What's a
women? Whoa. Those women.
They're women that look like men.
Those womeny waskets.
So this, I'm going to show Shook the picture.
That's not a Sheila.
They look like the cosplayers. The people who play cosplay.
Is that just because they're Asian?
No.
Racist,
okay.
Dude. Come on.
It's like an excessive amount of like white makeup and their hair's colored.
Well, here's the crazy thing. They in the quote-unquote big picture, I think we're going to play a tune.
Yep.
They claim, though, they don't have technically an official song yet. Yet they have over 900,000 followers on this Weibo Chinese YouTube website.
Yeah. It's just a weird thing. I mean, with the A symbolizes... The Greek god of male beauty,
alpha.
Adonis.
Alpha.
No, not Adonis.
Yeah, Adonis, not Alpha.
Yeah.
Alpha's not even a Greek god.
It's phonetic alphabet.
That sounds cooler.
And they refuse to use terms like him, them, she. They use these like general neutral terms called, what was that, Chinese?
Oh, I'm going to let you go and try that one.
I don't remember. I got the Paris.
Michio Anin.
Yeah, Michio Anin.
Yeah.
It's... Dude, that sounded pretty good. It's like I'm watching Firefly.
Good show. Hashtag Firefly. But yeah, it's crazy. They did like a full search, almost like American Bandstand style, where they just did like the sweep across the country looking for these women that look like men. To play this whole thing. But what's the crazy part that we are seeing?
Oh, at the bottom of this article. So basically the group official name is FFC A Crush. And the FFC stands for Fantasy Football Confederation.
Soccer for those other people that are Americans.
Because there's part of a sports brand, which FFC is. And under this brand, all bands have to incorporate soccer somehow to their acts.
So that's why they're like a dance group in the big picture.
So is this a fantasy soccer confederation? So people that create soccer teams that are supposed to be like fantasy football.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. These are like, they're going to represent the brand and they got to do soccer moves in their dance routine and their songs.
Like in their choreography.
So yeah. Every time.
The only soccer move I can think of is kicking.
Bicycle kicks.
Is there another... Diving for the ball? And do they flop out on the fucking
They come
stage?
Out, they hit the spray. Oh. You act like you have a knee injury.
Yeah. They fake hurt themselves.
And they're good. They're out of here.
Yeah. And you only get 3 subs per concert.
Oh, no. All right. So here, let's...
For our listeners.
Yeah.
Here's a preview.
This one, I can't even...
We know it's not great, but, you know, for the listeners out there...
I'd bump this.
Turn it up, Cougar Bait.
Yeah. We want to see this in your next Periscope.
But you can only turn it up a quarter.
Dude, they really look like dudes.
Yeah, they do.
They sound like dudes if that's one of them singing.
I'm interested to know if that's really them singing.
That's a pretty deep voice.
There's no way.
There's no way it's them.
So you think this is a fake thing I'm looking at right now?
I don't think so. I think this might has to have a feature. Like,
right. Hold on, that might not even be them. Who knows? Hold on.
Well, I mean, that's what the article said.
Well, it's weird because most of the band's fans are women,
and they call them. They say their fans. These women say you would make great husbands.
Yeah,
but they're women.
Yes. Yeah.
This is getting confusing.
It's this whole like
inception, sexual inception,
gender neutrality.
Oh, here we go.
Which is fine, but I mean, that's just getting confusing.
It's a weird topic.
Hey, that would fix the China's population overpopulation, right?
Just hey, you can't have kids.
That's why they're into that.
Yeah, that's true.
Screwed.
It's just weird. I mean, and then to be, I don't know if they're owned by this football soccer. Confederation or what, but that was the most interesting part. I just saw there was a boy band that China was trying to put together, or you know, someone was,
yeah.
But then to find out that they're actually a part of like a soccer group, it just takes a whole nother level. I mean, the other stuff's weird, but
okay. Oh, so here's the FFC A Crush Membros.
Oh, Membros. Oh. This is a good one.
Their big one?
Insane in the Membros,
insane in the Bros,
I guess.
Crazy insane.
And it looks like there's dancing potatoes on the YouTube video. But,
hell yeah.
No.
That's great production right there. What do you know about that, Shook?
Okay, now, you know what?
Shook Browns.
Sorry, the last song was not them. These ones do look like women. the other ones were definitely men.
Okay, yeah. It's easy to...
I can't hear anything, though.
Neither can I.
Oh, shit. I got it on mute. Stand by.
What? Yeah, let's start back.
Take
over.
It from the top.
There we go.
Oh. Would you bump this again?
Still, that's pretty deep. It's pretty like deep the voice is pretty deep.
You're pumping some tea.
Sounds like the what's the band that you like?
One Direction?
House music?
No, whoa, what house?
Swedish House Mafia?
Nah, Venture Club.
No, the two dudes. The DJ and the guy that sings really bad.
You're not talking about Chainsmokers.
Chainsmokers. Oh. Sounds like a Chinese.
Yeah. This is over. Turn it off. Are you kidding me?
I mean,
there's not even close to Chainsmokers.
It's identical.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Crap.
Chainsmokers is way better.
They have
than
skill.
This.
Now I'll admit,
it's
their singing is
similar.
Horrible. But their beats are good.
The beat kind of sounds like it could be.
Are you kidding? This sounds nothing like Paris.
Hey, it does have some bass in it, though. It's got that R&B like bass line in it.
What?
Could this be your Tinder song?
Oh, I don't know. Is this on Spotify? Might be.
I don't
probably
know.
Not.
Probably not.
We'll see.
This sounds nothing like Chainsmokers.
The beginning.
Okay.
Whoa.
That's enough. We don't need to go in the
rap
section.
That was the real
section.
Man.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to take off here in the States.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I would
not
be surprised, dude. I think it will. I'm
going
to throw it out there. I'm going to be the one person that says they will because, I mean, yeah, Bieber. It's not going to be big in the conservative states, obviously.
Imagine
yeah.
what one Bieber did. Imagine five Biebers.
Oh.
Just,
they do kind of look like Biebers.
Just wreck so many Selena Gomez's.
Oh, too soon.
After women.
Damn it.
Wrecked.
I don't know.
Yeah, they definitely look like... They don't look like men.
Yeah. But they got, like, funny hair colors and stuff. Like, pastel colors.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to kind of, like, dress kind of masculine because they got, like, the working boots. And, like...
some Timbs. They got a bare bones.
They got some Timblins on.
Yeah, they got Timblins on. They got, like, flannel shirts.
Flannel Fridays.
Earnhardt.
They dress like me.
It's like K-pop. I guess K-pop got really kind of popular here in the States, so I guess this could take off.
Yeah, K-pop did.
Speaking
You're
of
not
some,
a, oh, go ahead.
Oh, well, I just had the fun fact for stuff they do over in the Asian culture.
Oh,
what? Yeah.
Fun
here
fact
we go.
Time.
Fun fact. It's not actually.
We're leaving the States.
Well, this is those guys were Chinese, right?
I think so.
Chinese. Yeah, Chinese.
Well, this is a Japanese thing.
It's close
hey,
enough.
You better watch what you say.
Yeah. So
take it easy.
I'm just. I mean. Yeah.
Konnichiwa.
It's like a swim away.
Konnichiwa is actually similar to what this is called. It's called concho.
Wait, it's actually a special term?
Yeah, there's a name for it. And here's what they call it. It's a game played by Japanese school children under the age of 12 where they poke their fingers in an unsuspecting ass.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so they'll try to, like, there's been stories of, like, Americans going over to Japan, like, with the school kids, and they'll just run up behind them and try to stick their finger up their ass.
What?
Yeah.
But they have pants on.
I know, but they jam, like, they jam it up there.
Special holes. It's like a magic trick. It's the slide just pushes through.
And there's actually, like, special techniques you can use to defend yourself. It's a whole game they have over there.
So it's kind of like the circle game.
Yes, it is the circle game.
It's very physical. Level. Very physical.
You just grab that shit by the junk and...
Jesus.
God.
Wait, so time out. How in the hell did you hear about this?
I think the samurai culture brought this.
I actually heard this.
They used a sword.
No way.
I heard this from actually someone else who was in Japan, and so like an example would be like
Vaughn was just in Japan.
No, it's usually
there's something Vaughn didn't tell us.
It's common.
Well, here's the weird thing: you got to be under 12 according to what you just said.
Well, it's mostly it's common with under 12, but like if you're like an American teacher, like an exchange teacher going over there, it's common that the kid try to get you.
What the frick?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but you got to learn how to defend yourself.
Have you tried this?
So what are some of the defense moves?
I don't know what the defense... I'm sure you just put your hand there.
Click your cheeks.
Dude. Just, you get like, I don't know, like a metal plate, a crack plate or something.
So this makes sense on why most Asians wear fanny packs. They just have KY jelly sitting there.
Oh, jeez. They don't want it to happen.
Full circle from last episode, though.
Yeah. Butt talk.
Butt stuff.
We always got to include something related to butts.
Dude, you're the one that brought this up, that underage children trying to finger themselves.
No, well, I mean, it's a culture thing by the overseas, so.
All right. Well, speaking of butt stuff, shook care.
Yeah.
Tell us about your last.
Hold on, guys.
We need a medical update.
I think it's getting sick.
This has gone from Tinder, like him hooking up,
yeah,
to being bored with Tinder because it was too easy to get laid, to now he's... thinks he's sick all the time. So
what about the time you thought you were sick because of Tinder?
Boy, oh, that happens all the time. That's a big problem.
Did you catch Tinderitis?
No. Well, I mean, usually
swipe cramp. Cramp it up.
Yeah, that's a possibility. But, I mean, you're on Tinder. You're hooking up with random people. You never know what can happen. You can get all these sexually transmitted diseases. Is it really worth it?
I mean, wear a condom.
Do you not know
that doesn't matter. That's only like 99% protected. Oh, like 99. That 1% could happen.
You know what you need
should
to do?
Sell insurance.
you set a trend every week. You just walk around with your papers in your back pocket. Clean.
Ooh.
Then she shows you her papers.
But when you go for those tests, I think you have to get a blood test, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I refuse to get a blood test unless I have to. If I'm dying on a deathbed, I'll give a blood test.
Because you're in bed. You're not worried about fainting.
What happens?
Well, yeah, I have to go on the bed because I will faint.
What happens if your doctor says, I need a blood check?
Then if I really have to, they have beds. Like when you go get your blood check, they have like a thing you can lay on because there's people who pass out, right? Mm-hmm. And if you notice that the chairs don't have wheels on them, when you get your blood taken, because like when you're going to pass out, the chair will slide out under you and you'll just fall down. It's very common, dude.
You usually sit on like a stool, like the chair is raised.
Yeah, it's raised, but there's no wheels.
Yeah, but there's a thing that goes around your gut so you can't fall out.
What? I've never seen that.
The thing your arm goes on flails.
It's like a little table you put your arm on.
It goes in front of your
Not the
gut.
One I go to. It's like a little bar.
What do you do, the one on the streets?
The one I go to is like, it's like a bar, dude. You like, they have all these little stations.
It's like a vampire
bar.
Yeah,
you just put your arm over.
Mine shaken, not stirred.
Dude,
just walking in there.
I don't know what's. I don't like going to get blood, dude.
So your doctor says get blood work. You're like, boom, you bounce, you go home. But he's like, I need you to bend over for butt stuff. You're like,
this in Japan.
You're all about
Let's
it.
Do it.
Yeah, I've been doing this since I was under 12.
I'm just saying, dude. If I give blood, I have to have somebody come with me because you'll get low vitamin C. Isn't that like you gotta drink orange juice after, right?
I don't think that's for vitamin C. I think it's for like the sugars.
You're just like,
dude, I got to load up on the vitamin C.
You went to like blood source and just watch people eat all the cookies and orange juice afterwards. That's after true. They donate.
Sometimes they have soup.
Yeah,
it's definitely not an incentive for me. I'm not trying to give blood.
You can drink anything that's clear leading up if you got to fast. You just can't eat.
Oh.
So you got to drink water.
You can drink water.
Yeah.
So wait, how does it work? Say like you're working on something like you get a cut and blood's coming out.
Oh, that's fine.
Do you faint from that?
No. I do panic a little bit.
Are you sure?
No.
I'm pretty sure I remember an incident where your finger got jacked up and you were freaking out, and you were like, "Oh, I'm gonna pass
out." Oh, well, I'll freak out. It depends how bad. If like if I'm losing blood quick, and I'm like, "Dude, I got an artery going out," I'm passing out, dude.
How many times have you cut an artery?
I've never had it, but that's what I'm saying. If I did, I would probably pass out, dude.
So you'd never be like a druggie.
No way, dude.
But that's going in. It's not coming out.
That don't matter, sometimes, dude.
Sometimes they'll pull out a little bit in the syringe.
That's true.
Dude, you're already making me feel queasy, honestly. Like, we might have a live pass out.
Blow out right now.
We might have a podcast live pass out, dude. Good thing we're recording.
Do it, because our viewers are not a woman, because
every 28 days, this motherfucker be passing out.
That's just wrong.
I looked at it.
Dunk.
Yeah. I'll be like, it's on my butt. It's cool.
Oh, jeez. So it's safe to say that Shook is a hypochondriac.
Oh, for sure. I'll admit it, dude.
Like, how many times have you gone to the doctors this year? And we're only like...
Oh,
like,
no. I haven't gone this year, but I definitely want to go. Like, like straight...
He thinks about it every day.
No, seriously. Like, if anything happens, I'm like, I want to go get checked out just to be safe, dude.
Yeah. Like, from like head to toe.
But you the thing don't. Is,
what's your typical
you
setup?
Because you know they're going to ask you for blood.
Oh, yeah. Because everything usually leads to a blood test. And then it's.
Do you pee every time you go? Because I don't think I've peed. No. I've gone to the doctors like the last 8 years. I always go as soon as I wake up, so I'm never ready.
Never given a urine sample, huh?
No, I'm like, jeez. Blood work all day long. I'm like, you know.
They don't ask for urine very often, though. I don't think.
Well, they always ask me because every time I'm like, I already went.
Oh.
Yeah, dude. That's the thing, though. If you're a hypochondriac, you usually live longer because you're going all the time, dude. You're getting checked up, and they're making sure everything's cool. They catch things early.
Let's go down the list that's going to make him live longer.
Yeah.
I can start off with one thing that we witness every day at lunch. Yep. He doesn't use the microwave to heat up his food.
Tell us your theory of microwaves.
I avoid microwaves as much as possible because it's obviously radio waves going through your food. I mean,
it's microwaves,
dude. I don't
2.4
care.
2.4 gigahertz. Spectrum.
I don't care what waves are going through it.
Five.
It just proven like a microwave can cause cancer.
You know, you sit underneath an access point at work that spouts the same frequency.
Yeah, but it's not as powerful.
He's not going to sit there now. He's moving.
No, it's not as powerful, dude.
Hold on. Are you one of those people when
I'm turning up his AP?
I will leave, dude.
Are you one of those people when PG&E and Smud put in the smart meters was like, dude, the smart meter's giving me a headache.
What?
Have you not?
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that.
Smart meter. Yeah, and you can pay like an extra $200 or something like that one-time fee. They'll take the smart meter out. But then you're charged a monthly surcharge because now the Smud or PG&E tech's got to walk up to your house and read the meter like the old school days.
Oh, Shook you're them, you're definitely like, doing
that. I would think about that. Definitely consider it. Throw that in the budget.
Throw that in the budget.
Like, you go to the doctor so much, everyone else can go for free.
Probably, yeah. We're keeping this country moving, dude.
By not using microwaves.
Oh, microwaves. Also, I avoid any foreign foods just in case I have an allergic reaction as well.
What about tacos? Oh,
yeah.
No, there's like a set list of food I'm okay with because I've already had it. Shrimp, I've had it, but I will avoid it just in case I became allergic later on in life.
Scallops.
Oh, that's a shell, isn't it? Scallops?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. No way, dude.
No, didn't you say scallops?
Yeah.
Like the shellfish.
Shellfish.
I'll have scalloped potatoes.
What about regular fish?
I'll eat tuna.
Yellow, like, I'm blue. Sure
if I really had to eat it, I probably would, but if I have an option, I'm definitely avoiding fish.
How about beef?
Beef for sure. I'm eating that.
What about chicken? Pork?
Yep. Well, I don't like pork, but I'll go for it.
You don't like carnitas?
That's all right.
Oh, my God.
How about chicken?
Chicken, I'll eat.
Turkey?
For sure. It's my go-to.
Squirrel?
Never had it.
Would you eat like a deer if I killed it?
Yeah, I'd eat deer.
Because it's natural.
It's American.
Merca.
But I'm saying, dude, I just avoid foods that I could have an allergic reaction to. Like common foods. But peanut butter, I'll definitely, because that sucks if you're allergic to peanut butter. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, how about this? Freshly picked mushrooms.
Here's my theory on mushrooms, dude.
Why don't you buy mushrooms from the store?
No, I'll buy mushrooms. I'll only eat them if they're in my spaghetti, but I'll still avoid them if I see them in my spaghetti. Like,
what?
Like, if I see the mushroom in my food, like the spaghetti, I'll avoid it. But if I don't see it and I eat it, it's like, okay, whatever.
No.
How about mushroom on a pizza? No.
I'll pick it if I can, but I'll eat it if I.
What about
I don't
why
see
you
it.
Don't buy mushrooms?
Yeah,
in the
dude,
grocery
that's what I'm
store.
Saying. This is why because
no. The other thing you were talking
about. Remember your theory?
You're so worried that you're going to get a shroom.
Yes, dude, that has happened
Save
before.
Mart, at the grocery store, Sprouts. You're worried you're going to get a psychedelic shroom.
Sprouts is probably more safe because theirs are non-GMO organic,
but they're more farm to fork. So you're more likely to get something in the field.
Yeah.
No, I have to say that magic mushrooms are non-GMO organic, too.
That's true.
You're going to have quite a time, though, if you get one in your garden.
Yeah. You might need one of these mushrooms to, like, take you out of your just
you know
crazy...
They grow under cow patties.
Dude, that's even worse.
Well, it's back to butt stuff.
But I'm saying someone could place one of those into like a mushroom thing, and like someone might buy it, throw it into their spaghetti, not even see it. It's happened before.
But then what you don't realize is you're like, fuck, why did I have the best time of my life that night?
And
then
why if was you that don't, the rest there's people have bad trips, dude. I would probably have a bad trip because I'd start freaking out. I'd be like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah,
like,
he has a bad trip every day.
He's like, I can feel my blood leaving my
dude,
body.
I'll take ibuprofen and start tripping, dude. So if I have a magic mushroom, I'm going to be tripping.
Can we? How about a Red Bull?
Dude, I don't do good on caffeine, but I do. That'd be fine. I just be tripping.
So what other precautions do you take? You know, like, is there anything else?
Can you give us the 10? Safety rules.
Well, I don't know if I have 10, but if we walked around my daily life, I might give you 10. Like when you're going to a door handle, if you can use your shirt to block the handle, for sure, go ahead and do that. But a fun fact, actually, brass door handles can kill the germs over time. But brass door handles aren't used very often.
So your house is going to be just brass.
Oh, brass at the wazoo on the cabinets, everything.
Toilet seats, brass.
It'll be germ free. It'll look sweet because it's all brass, though.
You're going to be the most. You're going to be the most sick person I've ever met.
No, dude.
Like, your house will be so germ-free.
He's going to be green from touching all that brass all the time.
There's a flaw in that theory, though. What about the time you used your sweatshirt sleeve,
dude,
and you put it up to your mouth right after?
Yep. That's happened.
Boom.
One day at work, I was opening all the door handles to be safe. It was winter time, people were getting sick, so I opened all the door handles with my your hoodie. Usually you have a hoodie, and sometimes when your nose runs, you'll rub your nose with your hoodie sleeve, and I did it on accident. I just needed a quick wipe, and then I realized that I had opened every door in that building with that sleeve. I'm pretty sure I got, like, swine flu from that.
Swine flu? Are you kidding me?
Swine flu comes from pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still, I've had swine flu.
From a pig?
No, because it was going around.
What were some of the symptoms from you getting swine flu?
It's just like a super flu, dude. It really...
Do you ever think you just had the flu?
No, because I got checked, and they were like, you got swine flu, dude. Like, the doctor was like...
Are you sure? Is this like...
The doctor was like, dude. He said, dude, you have swine flu.
Dude, yeah. First off, you did not go see a real doctor if he said, dude.
Yeah.
Me and my doctor are tight. I see him all the time.
Yeah, you do.
That's probably true then.
He's like, ah, butt stuff for this one.
So, okay. So, sweatshirt to get the handle. What else? Fun fact of the brass. That was sweet. What else?
If you can avoid hand... I don't use hand sanitizer. You think I would, but it actually creates a super germ because it only kills 99% of the germs, and then you're left with a super germ that survived, and that's most likely the one that's going to get you sick.
Is it a specific germ or no?
I don't think it's called anything. It's just a powerful germ.
Oh, man.
But wash your hands, and I mean, not much you can do. You just got to avoid going out. Just stay inside.
So you, if you could have it your way, you would be the bubble boy.
No, dude, I'm not that bad. I'm just cautious. More cautious than the average Joe, I'm saying.
But he rides a motorcycle.
Yeah, but that's different. I'm not going to get sick. I got a helmet on to block me from germs that are flying at me.
You can shoot through a car window, eject into traffic, and get hit by a big rig.
Have you ever sneezed?
I'd be okay if I went that way.
You know when your germs comes out when you sneeze?
Yeah, they come out from me.
So you putting your germs on other people are fine.
Well, I don't sneeze like on people.
Okay, what if you're eating dip and someone double dips right in front of you? Will you stop eating dip?
No, I'm not that bad. Like if you're like hanging out with the boys and they're playing beer pong, I'll still jump in on a game. I mean, I might be kind of weirded out, but you know, you get a few beers and you don't.
What
care
if you saw the gum double dip? Would you eat after that guy?
Oh, dude,
because he's a trash man.
Well, because you know he's got like real actual dip on his fingers and saliva from getting the snooze packets out. That, you know, you don't know what's on there.
You thought about this.
I've just been updated that you played beer pong last week.
Oh.
How do you know?
I'm just telling you I've been updated from a close source, and that's all I'll say.
Snapchat.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah? And how did you do?
Well, of course I did good.
Were you slamming balls and drinks?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't drinking much because I was winning, dude. But if like, because you know you're playing beer pong, everyone's drinking the same cup and the ball's hitting the floor and you got shit and all in the ball.
Most unsanitary.
So what happens?
It's very unsanitary.
So if ball stays on table, you're cool. What if ball leaves table?
Well, you definitely better be dipping out in the
rolls. You got a wash cup.
Rolls into the head, bro. Poop.
That's the best thing. He's just got rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, mine's you better believe mine's rubbing alcohol. You better have it on your side, dude.
Yeah, until that gets into the cup, and then the rubbing alcohol poisons you.
And
yeah,
then you rub your eyes, and then rubbing alcohol's in your eyes.
It's a giant loop.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of,
best just not to play.
Speaking of germs, if you're interested, if you're like shook, Mythbusters did an awesome episode on germs. And they did like a homemade drip system that dripped the typical rate of when you're sick. They did it a couple times. Like, what if you're like Matt, the most hypochondriac person? Mm-hmm. Almost everyone got through it. It was like a table of, let's say, like 12 people. Everyone had germs on them from the lead person that was sick. Yeah. But one person, until the very end, when it was like either Adam or the other guy, stuck his hand out to shake all the guests' hands as they were leaving and got them.
Oh, yeah.
They were paranoid during the eating of the dinner, but they did like this whole thing. It was crazy how fast it does spread. I mean, some people have been told not to go to work anymore when they're sick, but...
Everyone's been told not to come to work.
If you're sick, dude, just stay home from work.
Yeah,
dude.
Please.
Yeah. I mean, you stay home when you're tired, so...
No, dude. You stay home if you're sick, bro.
Yes,
bro.
Dude.
No, bro.
Next thing in the morning, you're like, I played beer pong last night. I can't
come in.
Oh,
no.
You know what? I got a migraine. It's called being hungover.
You know what? Because I'll wake up with migraines. I bet you I have a brain tumor or something.
Oh, yeah, my God.
It's from his concussion.
Oh,
it honestly might be post-concussion syndrome, but still, I'm dying early from that.
You know, what's
sure.
that thing he has?
The
CTE.
One?
Oh, like a real NFL?
If you ever feel like you're going to hurt yourself, let us know.
Yeah, don't shoot yourself in the chest to save your brain.
No,
I mean,
dude.
It's not a good idea.
I don't got those kind of thoughts. Okay, I just get migraines.
They didn't have that.
maybe, you know, the migraines lead to that. Like, you just get so upset with having migraines and headaches that you get angry and suicidal.
Or you're
thoughts.
Like, I've never had warm food in my life because I use the microwave.
Jesus. I actually enjoy the cold food though.
No, you
so.
No,
yes,
dude.
I do.
It takes you, how long does he take to eat his lunch? A good hour and a half?
God.
It looks
it's cold.
An hour. An
he
hour.
Looks
I'll go on record saying an hour.
No. Dude.
He'll be like this. He'll be like.
And he'll be like, it's chicken. And it's so cold. The chicken, the taco bowl that he has is so cold.
Every bite has this just saddening look of like disgust. I feel bad for the kid.
I'm going to bring you in a Bunsen burner so you can heat it up. You know, there's a toaster oven over in the cubicle behind you.
Smells
I'll
of
use
fish.
Toaster oven.
Oh, yeah.
It smells of fish and just random stuff other people are cooking. But.
Dude, if there's fish smell, I'm out, bro.
Oh, God.
That's just like your Tinder life.
Oh. Actually, he's more into the
I'm
fish
I'm actually smell. Out of the Tinder life because I'm growing a mustache right now.
That's not Tinder appropriate.
Yeah, if the camera can pick this up, I'm going to.
No, get up close. Get zoomed in up on that.
Walk up there. Walk up there.
Yeah, I'm going to walk up to the camera.
We need to see this up close.
I think you should just change your Tinder profile pic just to mustache.
He's like a Burt Reynolds.
Hold on, I see you walking around. It's a little delayed, but I'll be able to see if you're still.
Oh, that's thick and luxurious. Thick.
Yeah, this is funny, though. Oh, God, it's so scary.
He's like Burt Reynolds. I'm telling you right now. Put him in a Trans Am.
The stash is back, people.
Turd Ferguson.
That's going to bring back viewers. I'm telling you, because they're going to think it's like a sideways vagina.
That's definitely not a little happy trail. Jeez.
Side trail.
It's like 70s porn.
Well, he does drip shit out of it, especially water.
God.
That's enough of that. All right, what's the next topic? We've shook this one up.
On the topic of facial hair, there's a group of people out there that have a lot of facial hair because they can't afford to shave it.
What? I've never heard of this.
Homeless people.
Oh.
You did that.
I built you up right in.
Keeps them warm.
It does keep them warm.
I got this is straight from the wife.
All right, let's hear it.
So... I'll just put the premise out there and ask your guys' opinion, and then we'll come back to my personal experiences.
Personal experiences are the best.
This is not an experience to deal with homeless in paradise.
Okay.
By the way, just as preference.
Is just general homelessness. Yeah.
So what is your guys' take on, let's say you are not totally giving, but your spouse is totally giving, and you're heading to the grocery store, there's a couple homeless people, and your spouse takes their own money, you know, split it up, they have their own money that they get set aside, they can do whatever they want for the rest of the month, and they spend that money and give it to the homeless people, yet you still get upset because you the feeling of giving away free money. You know, you're giving away your hard-earned money, even though it's their money to use. I mean, what's your guys' take? I mean, would you get upset?
How much is it, first off? We're talking like $2.
No, we're talking about $50.
No, $50 at one shot?
Well, it was split between two people, so 25 to each homeless person.
Oh, my Lord. That's a lot.
I'm just putting this out there.
That's a lot.
I've never given money to homeless people. I don't do that, but if there's a homeless person and they look hungry, and like I'm walking into like a fast food place,
yeah,
I'll get an extra burger, and I'm like, here you go, dude, and I'll give them.
That's
like,
fair.
That's $1, $2 situation.
Yeah. I can't do the money thing. Like if they're really struggling and they'll take the food, here's the food, dude. But I just don't see.
This was
like,
all food.
Justified. Oh, it was food that you gave.
It was, but it was $25 worth of food to each person. And here's the other thing. Well, this might tip the scales. So let's just say it's a person, $25 each. Yay or nay? Round the table.
No.
Okay.
I mean, it's your thing. I wouldn't be mad.
Okay. So this happened. I mean, I always get upset when Tiffany, you know, gives the homeless people. Because, I mean, it's twofold. Obviously, there's definitely people out there that might need it. But for me, it's just like you worked hours to earn that money and they're not doing anything.
That's true.
It's tough for me.
So wait,
she used her own money, her set aside money, you know. Allowance might not be the right word, but it's her money, right? It's out of her bank account. It's not out of the shirt account.
Yeah.
There's money that she has every month, and it makes her happy.
Okay.
Yet it's tough, right? Like, we're going through the grocery store, and she's, like, building these little, like, care baskets, right? You know?
I see nothing wrong with it, dude. at the end of the day, she's doing good, right?
Yeah, well, I can't agree, I don't think I would be upset.
Yeah.
Like, personally upset.
No, not upset.
But on the principle, I mean, I don't agree with the principle. Because, okay. I mean, I would like to do stuff for people, but I'm more of a like teach a man to fish situation.
Yep.
Because just giving them the food is going to perpetuate them not doing anything.
Enabling.
You're enabling them not to do anything. And I've seen this in like my personal life. Just if people just expect stuff to be given to them, they have no motivation to go out and earn for themselves.
Thanks. Very true.
Agreed. And that's kind of my stance. Like I've seen it both sides, and it's like, you know, the world's tough, but it's like if you're willing to put everything you got into it, you can do something better than just sitting there expecting free handouts from either the government or other people that you've worked hard, right? It's like when you have a day off and you just want to relax, right?
Yeah.
In the big picture, we don't get that many days off of work. You work the whole year to get that day off. Same thing, right? Like you work the whole year to earn that money.
Yeah.
And to just be like, here's $50 to someone that's not trying to help themselves. It's tough from my point of view.
So my understanding in this is she went in and bought two entire meals.
Yeah, so
it wasn't leftovers.
We'll get there.
Okay.
No, this is straight up like raw hot dogs.
Oh, it was like a full grocery. Just
yeah, she did like $25 to each person, like hot dogs, chips, those little PB&J Crustables.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
like
really
put
nice.
These little care packages together and like here's a bag.
And they were
did they seem appreciative?
Well, after in the situation I'm talking about, she wasn't the super happiest because she didn't realize they were both young, and when they're that close, it's a lot easier to feel like, man, they're probably in cahoots. Mm-hmm. But she was like, obviously made her feel better. But the first person I didn't go up to,
no, not her, but the people that received it.
I don't know. I could kind of see the other guy. I mean, he said thanks. She also bought him bottled water and stuff.
Dang.
And then the second person I handed to, and he did. I mean, he said thank you, but I mean. Does that mean they're appreciative?
You had that disgusted look on your face like, damn it, I'm giving you this food.
Okay, so that's it. But what if I told you both of them have dogs? Does that change anything?
Oh, the pet factor?
Yeah. Because Tiffany bought a small bag of dog food for each one of them as well.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, would she have done this if there weren't dogs involved?
Yes, and I'll lead to that. But okay. In this situation, like I didn't get to like super upset, but she asked me a question, and like it's tough for me to. I'm just like, oh, fuck, man. You know, like yeah, sure. It's a tough situation for me, but I mean, but
well, it's not tough for you. I mean, you just have to come to grips with it.
So that's one situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've kind of figured out where everyone stands, right? It's tough for us personally, but if the other person, it's their money, they can do what they want. Situation.
Yeah. I can't tell anybody how to spend their money.
But next scenario, let's say you and your wife go out to dinner, a pretty good Cesar Chavez Mexican dinner, which we'll get back to.
Hell yeah.
But we're out to dinner. And I think we all had big lunch that day, so I maybe ate half of my food. And I'm sort of being pressured like, hey, are you done? I would like to eat that for lunch tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm in there and I'm like, yeah, sure, okay, yeah, I'll kind of finish up. I'm not going to overeat. Next thing I know, we're zipping around to behind this little store where my wife knows that there's these homeless people, gives my food to the homeless people when she just was forcing me to stop eating because she wanted it for lunch the next day.
Oh,
what kind
of jacked
situation do we got right here going on?
That's a little different.
Like you got jacked on that one.
Yeah. I mean, I would have rather thrown it away, which might sound bad, but I'm like, or overeaten. I would have eaten her stuff. But I'm like, hey, she wants my food for lunch tomorrow. Like, okay, you know.
Man, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
If I was a homeless person, I wouldn't want to eat someone's half-eaten food.
They probably don't care.
Well, they don't know, right? I mean, like it's typical like Mexican food with tons of sauce on it, so it's like it looks like it wasn't half-eaten. But
man, it's a weird scenario for me because it's like there's both sides. It's like, damn, I really wanted that food, you know?
Yeah.
But at the other end of the day, I mean, she's going out of her way to do something really nice, and it's like really. Would that food have done anything more for me? Like, it probably made those guys' night.
Yeah, but they didn't do anything to deserve that either.
Yeah.
Well, they don't. Yeah.
But we don't know their entire. We don't know everybody's entire life's backstory. We don't know if they deserve to be homeless.
That's.
You know, it's like, it's tough. Just homelessness in general is just a tough subject.
First situation is probably more viable than the second situation.
Ooh.
I was asked multiple times, like, hey, I would like to leave some leftovers for lunch tomorrow. Knowing for sure, premeditated, she was going to take it to the homeless people.
Oh,
the first time we just happened to pass the homeless people, I was like, oh, look, I really want to spend my own money and buy the homeless people, you know, $25 worth of food.
Yeah.
The second incident was like, yo, I want to eat it tomorrow, but knowing she's not. First incident, probably okay. Second one's like, cross the line.
No, I don't think it crosses the line.
No.
It's maybe your line, but. I mean, at the end of the day, she's just doing something for somebody else, but...
Okay.
I mean, everybody has their right to believe what they believe, right? And if you don't feel that it's right, then, I mean, she has to respect that, and you have to respect the right that she... Or you have to respect her feelings and that she thinks she's doing the right thing.
Okay, yep.
Because if you're going to tell her, oh, you know, that person's not worth it, a dollar, but that person is, I mean, in her eyes, it might not be that way. South Park worked it out for you.
It's a tough situation right there.
I think just giving to homeless is just a tough situation because sometimes like I've been with like my sister. Oh, South Park.
We can talk over it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been out with my sister and she's offered her food and the guys literally said no.
Yeah. I've had that too. They're like, no, I want the money.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. You're not getting anything then.
Yeah. Well, okay. What happens if they have a sign that says, and they're honest. They're like, I don't want food. I want to get fucked up tonight.
No, you're definitely not getting
money. You don't respect them for being honest?
No, that's just some hipster out there trying to get fucking loaded on someone's dime.
So we've talked about what does age matter? Does gender matter? And does being disabled matter?
No.
It shouldn't.
None of them. Okay.
Disabled should not matter.
Okay.
Here is a real life story. I don't know how often you guys go to the Arden areas, but there's a pretty well-known homeless man out there.
The Bernie guy.
The burn guy. Victim. Yeah. Okay. And I don't know if our listeners ever go out there and see this guy, but he's got some pretty horrific burns.
Okay.
And he stands out on that corner every day. The dude drives a Cadillac.
What?
Damn.
And.
No way.
Has been visibly seen at a strip club.
What?
Okay. So, yeah. No money ever for
well,
that
he
dude.
Well, he needs a low light to keep his burns.
No way.
Dude, that's jacked up.
When you're driving a Cadillac,
wow.
and you can go to a damn strip club,
you don't need to be asking.
Do not
for
be standing on the damn corner asking for money.
That's true.
You know, one time I was getting gas in the morning, and I saw a lady literally had like her 7-year-old kid with her, and they looked like they were in like a, nothing super fancy, but like a brand new Jetta.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw them open the trunk, and they were just filling up all these gas cans that they were going to use. Literally roped her little daughter into going with her, and I saw all like the picket signs in the back that said like, "We're homeless," and they were just getting gas AMPM. Just, and I was like, "Yeah." That's another tough scenario, right? Because you never know. Like you were saying, you don't know if it's legit. You don't know anything.
I think it comes down to this: either I don't feel like there's a you're either going to give. Mm-hmm. Or you're not. I don't think there's a people that are going to be like, I'm going to give it to that person, but not that person. I mean, if you're the person that's going to give to anybody, you should just give it to everybody.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
If you're the person that doesn't feel that it's right to give it to them, then just make that decision and don't give it to them. Because, I mean, who are you to judge if somebody that's homeless deserves your money more than the other one? Just off looks? I mean, that person could be a millionaire and just be like messed up in the head and want to go collect money.
That's true.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's true. Or you could become a millionaire by panhandling.
That's very true. The guy makes $120K a year here.
Who's that? The burn victim?
No. There is actually a statistic out there that one of the highest paid homeless men or panhandlers on the corners was from our area, the greater Sacramento area.
The one in Folsom?
Made six figures.
That guy in the Ferrari?
I don't know if it was that guy, but he was closer, yeah.
That's a whole other aspect. I mean, I'm not trying to hijack this area of the podcast, but have you ever read those articles that talk about it's almost like being a drug dealer or like having a pimp, and they'll be like, okay, I get the corner Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then you get the corner Tuesday, Thursday.
Territory.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. They are like that.
Yeah. There's like a whole community, and then sometimes there's fights, right? When they're like, I'm supposed to be out here, and then you'll see them walk across the crosswalk and go to the other side, or you'll see where they'll bundle up, especially I see them, you know, in the area down Sunrise. They'll just have...
How about Arden?
Yeah.
They're all four of them. All four of them will take a corner, but you know they're all together.
Yeah. I mean, if...
They're just pulling their money in.
Well, you got to stay close if you really are homeless, man. You got to have, like, a little crew you roll with. You can't just be by yourself.
Mugged otherwise.
Yeah. Seen a few documentaries.
Hustling out there, dude.
Crazy.
But I think there's the people that choose to be homeless, and they enjoy it. I think that's their prerogative, as long as they're not hurting other people.
It's like anything in life, right? Like, I'm not going to tell you to not do drugs.
Yeah.
I guess if you don't really hurt nobody.
See, that's the thing. You can't say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. But.
So Tiffany wins.
Fuck, I guess. I'm not going to play the podcast anymore.
You're cutting it off right after Shook's finger.
Damn.
Damn.
It's a bummer. I'll be like, skip over that part. Didn't go my way.
All right. Do you have any more butt stuff to round this one out, or are you good on that?
That's our butt stuff for the podcast. I mean, unless you guys are into the butt stuff.
What?
Not really my thing.
Kidding me? It is your thing.
You still got a little brown stuff on your upper lip there, bud.
Oh, the stash is back. Come on, man.
Can we start calling you Dirty Sanchez? Oh, Cesar Chavez Day?
Cesar Chavez Day.
How can we not forget?
Well, people in California that don't live in California forget.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is. As a Californian, I didn't really know what it was.
I mean, you basically have a basic idea.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like in the city, state work, you're like, yeah, I get the day off.
So I think it comes down to that's proof that celebrating, giving a holiday, totally helps perpetuate the memory of somebody. Because honestly, if it wasn't a state holiday in California, I probably wouldn't be up on who Cesar Chavez was.
That's a fact. True.
I mean, I don't remember them teaching that in school.
I remember
very
it.
Briefly.
Yeah, yeah, I remember
it's like
it.
Fifth grade history. When you do California. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very short-lived because it's like at the young age, you're learning about like the national founding fathers, right? And then you're like, I mean, it's California. It's a big deal, but it's like we're only one state in the big, you know, if you really think of the grand scheme. It's a lot of people, but
the biggest and the best state, just throwing it out there, California.
Viva la Chavez.
Hell yeah.
I think there's some crazy facts about him, though. Born in Arizona.
Crazy.
Pretty big family. Moved to California because of Great Depression. Had his family business was shut down. His parents' business had to be closed.
2 years in the Navy.
Yeah. Why did he only serve 2 years? I mean, maybe one of our listeners could let us know. I found that intriguing because I didn't know you could only serve 2 years in bounce.
Can we
know.
Not Wikipedia that?
I don't know.
It's not on Wikipedia. Not on his Wikipedia. It just says that he served.
Yeah. Oh, he. I don't know what president, but they gave him the high civilian honor, which is like Medal of Freedom.
That's good.
So.
Did he win a Nobel Peace Prize?
I don't think so. No. That's a good question, though.
I don't think so. I don't see anything on here that says Nobel Peace Prize.
He's considered the most famous Latino-American
activist.
Civil rights activist. There's a little hint there. If you look at the articles, he's not the most famous Latino-American. I would be interested if you did a poll, how many people across the nation knew who he was.
We could put it up on the...
a Twitter poll.
Yeah, put it up on the Twitter poll.
You know what? Why people might actually know about him, and I wouldn't be surprised, is you know how Google does doodles? Is there a Cesar Chavez doodle?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
I bet there's tons of things people didn't know about, especially nationally or worldwide, that would be like, oh, let me check out the doodle.
I don't know. I don't click that very much.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, well, we got the day off of work.
Thanks, Cesar.
So, I guess we can do some plugs.
Yeah.
So, the shirts are back up.
Not only just shirts.
Yes.
I ordered a sweet ladies tank top for my lady. Got it already.
Oh, it shipped already?
It shipped already. Nice. And a sweet hoodie.
I got a hoodie too.
I got a hoodie and a shirt for the lady.
Don't wear that in Florida.
Why?
I'll just put the hoodie down.
Sean Martin.
I'll just put the hoodie down.
Well, Cougar Bay couldn't, but.
Oh, wow.
Zinger.
Can't even defend himself.
So, Matt, you're going to buy a shirt, you said?
I think I might get a hoodie.
Nice.
That sounds pretty cool.
You know who needs to buy some of our stuff is FFC A Crush.
Yeah.
Needs to buy our stuff. Women's stuff is out there.
Dude, no, they buy men's stuff.
Yeah,
dude.
Just rock the hoodie.
Whole thing.
Yeah,
I guess that's true.
Is the hoodie good quality?
It is.
Okay.
It's good quality. I haven't washed it yet because I literally just got the packaging, but I'm going to wash it tomorrow and see how everything holds up.
Make sure it doesn't shrink.
Yeah.
If it's like the other Teespring hoodies, they're really good.
I got to say their shirts are quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shirts are
nice. I chose the higher quality one, and they seem to be really good.
Thank you. Shout out to Sticker Mule. Reach out to him. Try to get a little bit more of a plug. Didn't come through, but I'll probably order some other things from him soon.
Yeah, we'll just pay him for them.
Bastards.
We got money coming from Teespring, so we can use that.
Yeah. We'll get some other stuff in the works for sure.
Shout out to Dab Lab.
Medicine Man Dan, thanks for being a good listener. If there's any listeners out there, hit us up. We'll give you a shout out on the show.
Yeah.
Homeless in Paradise, of course.
We're going to be Homeless in Paradise.
It's being set up. There's a little IT work that needs to be done since two accounts were created. But Homeless in Paradise is up and running.
Perfect.
Yep. So next month for sure, try to get it more dialed in. But there'll be some good tweets coming away.
There'll be a learning curve on retweeting and
it's not a complete IT savvy cell phone Twitter user, but we'll get there. And the fucking forest is listening.
Yes. Yeah. Woo.
Yep. Yep. All right. I think that wraps it up for this week.
Episode 81. I think it went damn well.
Shook care.
Go to the doctors, everybody.
Don't forget to have your pet spayed and neutered.